Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
In this episode of the Zoom and Enhance podcast, we talk about all the trailers for all the upcoming movies, and we review Doctor Strange. Episode 4 of Zoom and Enhance podcast. I am your host, Dan Skullcrusher.
And I am Claudine Sugarbooger.
And we should be sounding better than ever once again with this. Let us know if the sound quality, when you guys listen to the podcast, is absolute crap. Just go to our Facebook page. It's / Zoom Enhance, I believe it is. Right, Claudine? Just do a search.
I think so.
Yeah, we're super prepared.
Super. Yeah, totally. Next time you ask me a question, why don't you prepare me first? Anyway, I will check right now.
Okay, I'm preparing you within the next 5 minutes. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that you're not going to be prepared for. Just like,
thanks. Awesome. Yeah, it is Zoom Enhance, not Zoom and Enhance.
Yeah, Zoom Enhance. Okay. Go over there in our Facebook page and let us know if we sound good. Or, you know, just let us know whatever else. Make sure that you like the page while you're there. That way we look super cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, because the more likes that you have on Facebook, the cooler you are. So,
totally.
Yeah. Today's episode is going to be super special because every episode is special.
Totally.
We're going to talk about the trailers that have come out recently for the movies that are going to be released very soon, actually, especially with Rogue One. It's just around the corner.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about Doctor Strange, which, I mean, I know it's been out for a couple of weeks now, but we hadn't gotten a chance to talk about it, so we'll give it a little review. And I have a feeling that we're going to disagree on this movie. I have a feeling. Like, we disagree about so many other things.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun. If we all like the same things, it would be boring all the time.
It would be boring, exactly. And I got a haircut today, so I look super awesome.
I saw that. It was quite fresh.
I look really good. And the way that I'm facing right now, I'm facing my laptop, and then behind the laptop is a window. So I can see myself, the reflection in the window. And I just realized the girl that cut my hair parted my hair the wrong way. Or not the wrong way, just the way that I don't normally do it. I usually go from left to right, and she did it from right to left. So now, tomorrow, when I shower and do my hair, I'm going to have to figure out if it's one of those hairdos that is like, can go either way.
Dependent on the part.
And if it isn't, then I'm going to have to start parting my hair a way that I've never done it before.
Oh my God.
You think that's not a big deal, dude. Imagine having something like that changed all of a sudden in your life. That's scary. That is a very scary thought.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's super intense. I feel for you.
Dude, shut up. Seriously, man. If they tell you, right, like tomorrow, yeah, from now on, you're going to have to comb your hair differently than you've done your whole life.
I think I could make it and survive.
I'm going to survive. It's just not going to be fun.
You'll be fine. There are worse things in the world.
Well, you can say that about absolutely everything. Anything that you complain about, I can tell you, you know what? There's worse things in the world. There's probably somebody who is kidnapped and being tortured as we speak right now. Of course, there's always something that is worse, but I don't know. I just realized that right before we started recording, so I thought I'd bring it up, that I am trying to figure it out. Also, something else that happened that I wanted to talk about is I bought a bandsaw. Finally, to cut foam and mostly foam, but also wood and other things for cosplay. So I can build armor quicker and my cuts are going to be neater and stuff. And it's great. So I won 2 contests this summer. I put that money together and I went to Sears and I bought myself a bandsaw.
Awesome.
I'm very excited about that. People say that the bandsaw is one of the most, if not the most, dangerous of all the...
Which one is a bandsaw?
Well, it's called,
I don't know what that is.
Saw, because the saw itself, like the jaggedy edge thing, is actually in a band. So if you imagine like a belt in your car.
Yeah.
Except instead of being made out of rubber, it's actually made out of metal, and that's the saw. So it actually basically rotates super fast.
Ooh.
The problem and the reason that it becomes really dangerous is if the band snaps,
mm-hmm.
you know, from age or whatever. You can imagine
you're a dead man.
Super fast, and it just flies out. And chances are you're going to be near it because you're actually cutting something right there.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's very, very, very dangerous.
Are you going to take a class on how to use it so you don't kill yourself?
It's very potentially dangerous. No, I know how to use a bandsaw. I've used one.
Well, I don't know how to use a bandsaw, so...
You turn it on. You turn it on, and whatever you want to cut, put in there in the cutting side, and then you just pray for the best. Keep your fingers out of the way.
Oh my God! So I have a pretty good idea based on the few pictures you've posted. Who your new cosplay is going to be? Is that a secret?
I didn't want to come out and say it just because I don't know, because I'm a douche. But
you don't have to.
If I, and this is how lame I am, I think that people actually care this much, but I actually dropped a few hints. Well, not only with the images that I've been posting, mm-hmm. but also in one of the images, I put the hashtag. I started with hashtag DC Comics.
Yeah.
No, it's somebody from DC Comics. And then the next hashtag was actually the name of the character. But
so then you have revealed it.
Yeah,
I just sort of. Didn't see that.
People thought about looking within all the hashtags. I hashtagged a bunch of stuff.
Okay, so it's buried in there.
If people are actually interested, they can. But again, this is my retarded, annoying self thinking that anybody gives a shit. Who cares what I'm doing?
Yeah, but well, some people do.
I'm
sure you have a fan or two.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I'm on my way. I'm it may actually be done in time for the last con that I'm going to this year, which is here in Pittsburgh in December. So it may be ready.
Okay.
Which would be nice because I like debuting, if you will, my costumes at smaller cons.
Okay. So you can figure out what's wrong.
And my boots wrong. After I look at the photos, I'm like, yeah, that helmet sucks or whatever. So
right.
That would actually work out really well. Do that. But anyway,
when's the con?
December 6th, 7th. I don't know. I think so.
If it were the same weekend as Rogue One, I was going to say maybe I'll come up there and go with you.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Maybe that would actually be fun.
To our audience, I'm sorry. I have to clear my throat all the time. I'm getting over a cold, so it's not like a weird tick.
There is people that are.
Dan pointed it out that it's annoying, so I just thought I'd mention.
There's people that do that all the time.
It's not a tick. I have a cold.
We used to have a neighbor called Francisco Angarita, and he used to be like, and you could hear it. You know, we lived in this imagine those. If anybody's seen Billy Elliot and those houses that they live in.
Yeah.
Slightly nicer versions of those houses when I lived in Colombia. And so you could hear the neighbors were right there. And you could hear Francisco. So every time anybody clears their throat around my mama goes, "Hey, Francisco Angarita."
No.
So anyway, enough of the nonsense. Let's talk.
Get down to business.
Let's talk trailers first.
Yeah.
Talk about that. So, actually, mostly talk trailers because trailers go before the movie. So, we'll talk about trailers first, and then we'll talk about the movie. And, actually, I made notes of which trailers I saw when I went to see Doctor Strange. So, we can, do them in that order if you want. Is that cool?
That's fine.
Okay.
But not all the trailers that you saw are the ones I'm going to talk about, and vice versa.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, we can after I'm done telling you which ones... So I went to see Doctor Strange by myself in the middle of the afternoon, like I do most of these movies. Many reasons. I work from home, so I can do whenever I want. If it's a nice day, I walk to the theater, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's the middle of the afternoon, so I'm usually the only one there. Also, unless it's a specific movie that my wife wants me to wait for, she's not going to want to go see Doctor Strange. So I'm going to end up watching it alone anyway. And sure. I used to be really anti watching movies by myself. But since I've been doing it more and more, I'm happy.
I could go either way. I've never had a problem with seeing movies by myself, but of course I enjoy company if I'm with someone who wants to be there, you know? It's no fun to drag somebody to a movie who doesn't want to be there, but
yeah,
if you both want to see the movie. And, you know, my husband and I both like the same kind of movies. He's usually game for pretty much anything, so. Unless it's some sort of chick flick.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
I think I told you about that. The way that I describe when people are like, so what kind of movies does your wife like? I'm like, British accents with crazy hats, horses. Yeah, there you go. So basically any Jane Austen movie and any
right.
sounds or looks like a Jane Austen movie, that's her favorite movie. So needless to say.
Did she like Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
She hasn't seen it.
Is she interested?
She's mildly interested. She's afraid that it may actually ruin Pride and Prejudice because it's her favorite movie of all time. So,
well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't that great. So,
yeah.
She's not missing anything. I don't know if it would ruin it for her.
She's not the kind of person who's like, oh, that was cheesy, therefore it's funny. No, she's like, that was cheesy, therefore it's stupid.
She probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I'm sure she wouldn't. I haven't pushed her to watch it. So, anyway, so I sat down in the movie theater completely by myself. And the first trailer was Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, in my head, there's two different Wolverines in the world. There's the real Wolverine in the comic books, and there's the Wolverine that Hugh Jackman created. They're completely separate characters. I like them both, but they're completely different. So if I look at this, if I look at Logan as that Wolverine, then sure, that movie looks interesting. I'm sure he's going to do a great job. It looks fun. But if I think about it as like, does this have anything to do with the real Wolverine? Not at all. Just look as dumb as any of the other X-Men movies. Stupid. And it's probably just going to be like retarded and nothing to do with anything that would happen in the comic books. So, so
well, I don't know anything about the comic books. I do like the X-Men franchise in general. I don't love every X-Men movie.
I hope you didn't like Apocalypse. That was fucking
no, I didn't really like horrendous.
Oh God, I could go.
And I haven't seen. I'm not sure I saw. There's one of the Wolverine movies I didn't see. So anyway, I heard neither one of them were all that good. I think this movie looks awesome. I think it's like, it looks super high drama. It looks like a wild departure from a typical comic book movie. And I just think it looks really, really cool. I think it's going to be a major bummer, but I'm down for it.
I think that that's the reason that they called it Logan as opposed to Wolverine or trying to like,
yeah.
I think they really are trying to set it apart from the mythos of.
It's rated R. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the first superhero movie, like in this chain or whatever.
For Fox, for any of the Fox Marvel.
Yeah.
The first rated R ones. And it's funny, though, because with the rated R thing, you know, it used to be like, no way, you can't have. Well, it used to be you can't have a comedy that is rated R. In the 80s, of course, all the comedies were rated R. But then in the 90s and the 2000s, no, you can never have. And then along came, whoa, I just kicked something. Along came, there's something about Mary.
Oh,
everything, and now all the comedies are rated R. And then they were like, hero movies could never be rated R. They could never be rated R. And then along comes Deadpool, and they were like, oh, now everything should be rated R. And
I don't know if everything will be rated R moving forward, but I think this is
I mean, I love the idea that a movie's rated R if the reason that it's rated R is because of good content.
Sure, but yeah.
If it's just going to be like, oh, we need to make it rated R so that it's cool like Deadpool, and all they got to do is have Superman go, fuck this shit. And then randomly they're just like, yeah, all right, now it's rated R and it sucks. Because DC is never going to get this thing. I'm so whatever. It's just. I'm telling you. I mean, we can skip up ahead a little bit about. I mean, I don't want to talk about the Wonder Woman trailer specifically. We can talk about that separately. But I know everybody's like, oh, Wonder Woman's going to be awesome. Wonder Woman, the movie's going to suck. And then Justice League is going to suck even more. And my life is just going to, I'm just going to, it's going to implode. My soul is going to implode. So there's not going to be like blood and guts everywhere because it's not going to explode. It's going to implode where my heart and my lungs are going to start like going into like a, like, closer and closer and closer together into singularity to basically a little black hole inside of my soul.
What a description.
Justice League comes out. Justice League, hands down, my favorite property of any comic book. And these people are going to ruin it. They are going to ruin it. Look at Aquaman. He looks so cool. He looks really cool if it was like Once Were Warriors Part 2, but it doesn't look like Aquaman at all.
Well, you know, Justice League, when they did Aquaman with the long hair and the hook hand and stuff, and maybe he had had a hook hand in the comic books.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know. But it was obviously a huge, huge, huge intentional departure from his super friends persona. Well,
yeah, exactly. I mean, they made him, they brought him up to what the comic
excuse me. Sorry, guys.
With what the comic books had been doing with Aquaman. So, and you were talking about, obviously, Justice League, the animated series.
Yes.
No, it's amazing. That Aquaman was awesome. Do that Aquaman.
Yeah, for sure.
I have to do some like crazy guy with stupid facial hair and a guy that basically walking around, you're like, hey, buddy, the crust punk show is that way. You know, like, I know everybody's like, oh, it looks awesome. And look at Aquaman. He's so badass. And badass. Absolutely. Just in another movie. Don't make him be Aquaman. And Superman, we already know he sucks because that costume sucks. And Ben Affleck is like,
Affleck.
Worst thing ever. And the fact that there's a nickname for it is terrible. And the only good thing so far is I think the dude that is playing the Flash, I can't remember his name. He looks good as Barry Allen.
Sure.
And Wonder Woman looks fantastic.
She looks awesome.
She is freaking Wonder Woman. I wish the costume was a little bit different, but whatever. But anyway, I don't know. That's Justice League. We can talk about that. I'm sure that's going to be a recurring theme, how much I am fearing. People are scared of Trump as president. I'm scared of Justice League movie.
I was going to ask, are you more worried about Justice League or Trump? You know,
Justice League. I mean, this sounds very, very, very ignorant, but detached. And this is really how detached I am. Nothing that Trump can do, short of starting to murder people I know, is going to really affect me that much. The Justice League movie is going to affect me, absolutely without a doubt. One thing or another. But Trump would have to do some serious, serious shit for me to be seriously, seriously affected.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm hoping for the best.
Aren't we all?
Ay.
International listeners, you think you have it bad with the Trump stuff? Imagine living where Claudine or I are. Ohio for Claudine, Pennsylvania for me. Two states where the battle basically was fought. And the battle goes on. It's incredible. So anyway, I definitely don't want to talk about politics. I had the Logan trailer first.
Yeah.
It was cool. I mean, I saw it. I'm like, yeah, of course I'm going to watch the movie when it comes out. I'm probably going to be sitting in the exact same seat that I was sitting probably the exact same time. But I'm not super excited about that. Then the trailer that came after that was a movie called Life.
What is that?
I don't even remember the trailer, to tell you the truth. I just wrote.
Then we don't need to talk about it.
Believe me, if it was a movie that we would want to talk about, then I would definitely remember. But after that, we got the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh my god! Which,
okay, so
first of all, it's called Saban's Power Rangers. What the hell does that mean?
Saban.
Where's the might? Okay, whatever.
Saban is the name of the company that owns the toys. Saban is a company in Japan. There's companies like that. Saban, Bandai,
So it would be like calling Battleship Hasbro's Battleship.
Exactly. And these are companies that own properties for TV shows, movies, also toys and stuff. Like,
okay.
Toho owns Godzilla movies, toys, you know, the whole thing. So yeah, it would be like calling them exactly like Hasbro's Battles, a movie that nobody's ever going to want to watch, regardless of Hasbro's name is in it or not. So, but the reason that I find the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, or whatever they're calling it, Mighty Rangers, or
it's just Power Rangers,
whatever.
Saban's Power Rangers.
It's funny because there is a definite divide in the nerdom world when I go to cons and just on the internet in general. And it's I think it's pretty harsh. I mean, well, first of all, there is the video game people and there's the not video game people. And
right.
Us are in the definitely the not video game people. I don't, yeah. I go to cons and I see people dressed up or something and I'm like, whoa, that's awesome. What is that? They're like, dude, it's from Overbill or Castle Match Castle Dark Castle Part 7. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Fart of Shadows. Yeah. 16.
I'm sorry. I'm sure most people that listen to us, just because most people in the world think that video games are all that in a bag of chips, I could give two shits.
I don't care about them either. I've never played a modern video game. I'm like, where's Frogger and Paperboy, Pac-Man?
The last video game I kind of played was this first Super Mario Brothers in the original Nintendo. And I never even got past like the third.
I've never even played Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, really?
I'm that old school. I just didn't care. Okay. All right. That's cute. Yeah.
So anyway, another divide that I'm talking about here is like that divide. It's the age divide. There's people like us. When by the time the whole Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, that phenomenon happened here, when they stole all the good stuff, basically when they took it from Japan, took everything good out of it, and then put it in the United States, by the time that happened, Claudine, you and I were already...
We were in our 20s.
Yeah, exactly. We were in college.
That was we were not the right time to embrace the Power Rangers.
And I'm like, barf. That's the stupidest TV show. The way that it was marketed was horrible.
I don't know if I've ever watched it, which is why I was curious why you even wanted to talk about the trailer. But
because I've watched a bunch of the original Japanese TV shows that it was like taking parts out of, you know, and basically that's what they did is there was a TV show. Imagine if they're like in Japan, they grabbed Seinfeld, like parts of Seinfeld and then parts of like Frasier and parts of the Big Bang Theory and then just made a TV show out of that. It's just... and then have Japanese actors also in there, added in there. Anyway, I just don't get it, but people are all about that in Dragon Ball Z. Oh, Dragon Ball Z is the best. Ah, by the time it made it to America, I was already like, yeah, I remember back in the day when I used to like care about that anime in Japan. Like, it's just, I'm so old. I just don't even care about the Dragon Ball Z and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. To me, they're just super lame. However, people think that what I'm into is lame. You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Lame.
FYI, Dan has access to the button and I do not. So that's not fair. I don't like it.
Take my wife.
If I could do it, it would be super fun. But since I can't, I don't like it.
Take my wife, please.
Pretty much.
Charge.
Oh my god.
I've always thought it'd be interesting how in American sports stadiums, people have to wait until they're told to cheer before they can cheer. It's so ridiculous. It's so dumb. Like, let's just sit here until somebody goes.
Yay!
Charge.
Anyway,
so that's why I want to talk about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Obviously, I don't get it. I don't get the video game thing either. But most people in the world don't get me or
do you know if the trailer for this is true to the show at all? I mean, I don't know. I don't even know.
Not at all. Okay. You know what it looks like? Do you remember that movie?
Looks like Chronicle.
Chronicle. That's exactly what I thought. Like, oh, they turned Mighty Morphin Power Rangers into Chronicle, which is good. Fine, whatever. It's not one of the franchise.
Chronicle was great, but I don't think this is going to be good like Chronicle. What made Chronicle good is
one of my favorite things. One of my favorite things about all those shows, the Japanese shows, is the monsters they fight are obviously guys in rubber suits, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the movie's going to have that. So I'm not really going to be that interested. But it does look good, and because it is not my franchise, because it's not something that I care deeply about. If they ruin it, then
who gives a shit?
I don't care. I'll still watch the movie, and I mean, maybe I'll wait for it to come out on Blu-ray, and then I'll watch it then. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to pay money to see that, because I just don't care.
Yeah, so we're old, and
we're old, crotchety old people.
And then after that, after Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the next trailer was The Space Between Us. I don't remember.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, man. I just wrote them down. And then Fantastic Creatures and Where to Find Them.
Okay.
Which, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, which is funny that, like, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, I was already in my 20s. Well, Harry Potter, I started reading Harry Potter
in your 30s.
No, I was like, actually I was 30.
Yeah.
When I got my first book, and then the movies come out and whatever, but I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. So everybody's like, oh, you're going to love this book. You're going to love this movie, you know, the new book and the movies because it's Harry Potter. But I was like, you know what? Here's the thing. I love Hermione Granger. This movie's not going to have Hermione Granger, so I don't give a shit. It doesn't really matter. But then somebody can say, like, well, what about Rogue One? Rogue One is not going to have C-3PO. But I'm like, yeah, I know. But it's different because the Star Wars universe is awesome. The Harry Potter universe is not so cool. But then I see the trailer, and there's a lot of stuff that happens in the Muggle world. And to me, that's always been the part about Harry Potter that I really like.
Yeah.
Is how the magical world kind of exists within the Muggle world, but us Muggles don't realize it. It seems to be some of that. So, and it's also, it takes place 70 years ago. So
it takes place in, like, what, the 20s, 30s?
Yeah, something like that. So it's cool because it's Muggles were like, if we're retarded now, they were way retarded then. So, and like,
well, it's also New York, which is interesting.
Yeah, no,
it's bringing it to the States. So that's a whole new flavor too.
Yeah. So I was not interested in the idea of it until I saw the trailer. And then I was like, this looks pretty good. You know what I thought?
Oh,
charge.
Okay. So here are my thoughts on Harry Potter. You know how, like, you often comment on movies being dark and not in terms of content, but in how they are shot.
Yeah.
How that bums you out.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about a lot of Harry Potter movies. I'm personally not a Harry Potter fan. And I've explained this to a ton of people. So if any of my friends are listening, they've heard this many times before.
I'm not a huge
Harry Potter fan, but I absolutely love that Harry Potter exists.
If any of your friends are listening, they're the only ones that are listening still.
Well,
everybody turned off. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you, Mr. Interrupter. So what I said was, I'm not a huge Harry Potter fan, but I love that people love Harry Potter because I feel like Harry Potter is the Star Wars of the next generation, and I think that's amazing. That said, I personally do not care about Harry Potter, but I do think this movie looks good, and I'm going to see it. I like the I like retro stuff, not so much like your wife, where there's like horses and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I do like early American period pieces. So I am interested just from a visual standpoint, like seeing what a Harry Potter universe could do in like Flapper, New York. That could be really cool. So I'm definitely going to see it. I think it looks good.
But you're not, you don't want to drive all the way here for my Quidditch match that I'm holding next week.
No, you're on your own.
I saw, actually, you know, here in Pittsburgh, we have a university that, if you know anything about engineering, robotics, computer science, anything, you've heard about it, CMU, Carnegie Mellon University.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, one of the top engineering universities in the world and whatever. So if you can imagine, it's like Nerdorama over there. I saw one of their intramural Quidditch teams practice.
Oh my God.
Not even a game. They were practicing.
Oh my God.
That's the future of America right there.
That's amazing. Nerdy. I love that that's happening nerdy anywhere in the world.
In their 20s, playing Quidditch. No, I'm sorry, practicing Quidditch.
Well, I will say our favorite park that we go to with our dog, I have now thrice seen the same three guys LARPing.
Oh, really? Oh, we have LARPing here.
That's the first time I've seen LARPing.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh my God, there's LARPing. It's awesome.
There's multiple.
I was taking pictures.
Yeah. But then, dude, you and I cosplay.
Oh, I'm not criticizing them. Good for you, LARPers of America.
Unite.
It's just funny to see stuff like that.
I know.
Not criticizing it at all, but when you haven't seen it before, you take notice. You're like, there's guys with big foam swords beating the crap out of each other. It's awesome. It's totally awesome.
Okay, so the next trailer was The Great Wall, which is, you know, the new what's his name?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Jason Bourne. What's his name?
Affleck?
No, the other guy. Jason. Oh. Not Jiggly.
Matt Damon. Oh, yeah. About the Wall of China. Yeah,
exactly. That's another movie. Like, oh, here we go. White guy comes over to Asia and saves the world.
Didn't Tom Cruise do that?
Oh,
wasn't he a samurai or something?
I mean, dude, the list of movies is endless. American white guy comes to Asia, learns more about Asia than the Asians that have been there for thousands of years, and then saves the day for all the Asians.
Just like Doctor Strange. Anyway, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. So I have a serious problem with that, and the fact that people are just like, yeah, whatever, what the hell's the difference? Dude, it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. Like,
we might not disagree as much on Doctor Strange. We haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun.
So, I mean, let's just leave that. I'm not going to be watching The Great Wall. Oh, but the effects look so good. Yeah, the effects are really good. Do they make Matt Damon be an Asian actor? No? Oh, never mind.
Diddy. Zinger. Do you have any other buttons? Anyway.
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to use them. I'm a firm believer in the David Letterman school of comedy. Something starts out funny, then it becomes really not funny, and then it becomes funny again. Mm-hmm. There you go.
We'll see. All right, what's next?
Next was Rogue One. Okay. I have so many feelings about Rogue One, and they are truly all over the place, to the point where in the morning, I'm like, can't wait. By the afternoon, I'm like, oh, this movie's going to suck.
Why do you think it's going to suck?
Because
I think it looks amazing and I'm so excited.
Everything's going to suck. I always think everything's going to suck.
Well, it's better to go into it thinking it's going to suck and then proving yourself wrong than the other way around.
I would love to be one of those people that can actually completely stay out of anything and not see anything, not read anything, not watch the trailers, and just go into it clean, because it would make my life a lot better. But every time I watch even the first trailer, and I was like, ooh, AT-ATs, hell yeah. Oh, wait, AT-ATs with palm trees? No, that's not right. AT-ATs only...
No, I like that they have a new terrain.
No, I know, but not AT-ATs. Just keep the AT-ATs in Endor and then keep the AT-ATs in, like, Hoth. I don't know. Don't give me AT-ATs in crazy Florida planets. I don't want this.
That's dumb. That's a dumb criticism.
Oh, Clunny, I am dumb. Hello?
I know. I'm not going to like let you get away with that. That's dumb.
I love...
That's a dumb reason to be apprehensive about it.
here's things that I love about Rogue One that I already know about. I think every single actor in it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I've tried to stay out of as much as I can. I've watched the trailers. I haven't read a lot about it. I haven't like seen any of those videos where they like dissect the trailer. I haven't done any of that. I want to kind of go in fresh. So I don't know the names of a lot of the actors, but or the characters for that matter. But Forest Whitaker looks awesome in it.
Yeah. And he's in Star Wars Rebels, I've heard.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I stopped watching Rebels a long time ago. Maybe I should.
I have not seen Rebels. I definitely want to, but I heard that his character is like an old man version of someone in Rebels.
Oh, really?
Which means Rebels happened before Rogue One.
Yeah, definitely, definitely did. So, yeah. The Mexican actor who was in Y Tu Mamá También.
Yeah. The guy you love. I know who you're talking about.
He,
but our listeners don't.
He fits in the Star Wars universe. Like, I thought when I heard that he hadn't gotten cast for a role in it, I was like, oh, no, he's not. No, that's no good. He's no good. No way. And then I saw him with the whole, with the jacket and everything. Whoever's playing Mon Mothma should get an Oscar just by the fact that she.
Oh, my God.
Mothma.
Okay.
Amazing.
I have, every time I bring this up to someone, they're like, nah, you're full of shit. And I probably am. I'm just going to say it out loud in case there's even the most remote chance that I might be right. I think Orson Krennic may be Grand Moff Tarkin.
Who is that?
That's the guy with the cape. He's like the main bad guy.
Oh.
I think he looks like Grand Moff Tarkin the way the Mon Mothmas look like each other. And I don't know if that's intentional or coincidence.
Another name, though, doesn't he?
His name is Orson Krennic.
Oh, but Orson
Grand Moff is a title. And you know people change their names when they get titles and royalty and stuff like that. You know, like English kings change their name when they get anointed. You know, stuff like that. So I'm like, the name is not enough reason for me not to believe it could be Grand Moff Tarkin. So it's just a wild out there theory. I just think he looks like him.
That
so.
Reminded me, though, that one of the cosplays that I want to do is Grand Admiral Thrawn. And I keep forgetting to.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I want to write it down. So that's okay. So anyway, that's not here nor there. am I excited? Yes, of course. Am I going to watch the movie? Yes. Is it going to be more than 5 or 6 times while it's in the theater? Yes, of course. It's Star Wars. I'm going to do that.
And there's original Stormtroopers, dude.
But I'm nervous, man. Yeah, exactly. Original Stormtroopers. I don't get any of that Finn bullshit. His First Order crap.
I don't mind the First Order with the ones from episode 1 through 3 were terrible. I hated those.
Yeah. Anyway. The clone troopers. Yeah.
The clone troopers are not fun.
But anyway. You know, my nephew at age 7 thought they were all that. So,
well, sure.
That's what they were aiming for, obviously.
But he's 7. He's dumb. I mean, what can you say?
Exactly. 7. Retarded. Yeah. So, I'm going to do all that. Of course, it's a Star Wars movie. So I'm definitely going to go and I'm going to enjoy it. It's just how much I enjoy it is what I'm afraid of. With the last one, they set the bar pretty damn high for me.
And that's why I have faith.
Are they going to completely mess it up? No. I know Disney. I know they're not going to mess it up. But are they going to make me have chills in the theater? You know? It's going to be difficult because a lot of the chills that I got were, oh my God, Han Solo. Oh my God, the Millennium Falcon. Oh my God, she lives inside an AT-AT. That AT-AT's on the beach with the palm trees.
Yeah.
Chills, I think.
You're dumb. That's dumb.
But I don't know what else am I going to get. What else am I going to, I don't know. We'll see.
How about when Darth Vader rolls up on screen?
I've never been a Darth Vader fan. If you tell me, dude, you gotta check out my Star Wars tattoo. And I'm like, oh, really? I get excited. And then I see it and it's a Darth Vader tattoo. I'm like, okay. You know?
I want an R2-D2 tattoo.
No. You know, I mean, the R2-D2 tattoo, awesome. But if somebody pulls out like a Bosk tattoo or something like that, Lobot. Here's my Lobot.
Let me put an ugly lizard on my arm.
I like the idea of like, I'm going to get Lobot. Like, and then in the background, I'm going to put like Lando Calrissian, like with his shoulder, like turning over, looking over his shoulder, crying. Oh, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Do it. Do it.
So, yeah, I don't
know. When episode 7 came out, I cried both when I saw Leia for the first time, because when they showed her for the first time, her face was huge on the screen. That was fully intentional. I'm very sure of it. And I just like welled up. I almost choked.
Oh, that's what you're coming out of the transport, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just, my heart just squeezed. I was like, holy shit. And I had the same reaction. Well, not the same reaction. When I saw R2-D2, I think I actually started crying a little bit in episode 7. It's crazy. Like R2-D2 is like my first pet. He's my puppy. I love R2-D2 with all my heart.
I know.
And I will miss him in Rogue One, because I think that'll be the first movie he's not in, assuming he's not in it, because I don't know where he would be in this storyline.
I mean,
he could be towards the end, you know.
Has to be somewhere. Eventually the plans they're stealing end up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if they take it right up to A New Hope, which maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't know.
Well, even if they do take it up right up until A New Hope, though, they won't be able to show R2-D2 unless they show Princess Leia.
Right. Right.
So, which actually they should do. They should just like unage Carrie Fisher.
Did you see that Eleven from Stranger Things said she wants to play a young Princess Leia?
Yeah. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, what are you talking about? And I saw the photo and I was like, oh my God, yes, of course. Exactly like a young Carrie Fisher.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Amazing.
I think it's too late. They would have had to have that in the works. But
yeah, no, I know.
Maybe they'll do something small. No, whatever.
What's the actor's name? The actor's name?
Something Bobby Mackey Brown.
It's a funny, like, kind of weird redneck NASCAR name.
It's... Yeah, pretty much.
It's just like Ricky Bobby, I guess. So that was it for the trailers. I was expecting, obviously.
Millie Bobby Brown. I just looked it up. Sorry.
So.
But we didn't talk about Wonder Woman.
That's what I'm saying. And then.
Oh, okay.
The trailers ended and the movie started. And I was like, no, what's Wonder Woman? What's going on?
I saw a Wonder Woman trailer when I saw Doctor Strange.
I wanted to see it in a big screen. What? I was very.
Should have come see it here.
I was very upset. I really was. You put Matt Damon's, like, White People Save China for the 90th time trailer, and you don't let me see, like, Wonder Woman?
What?
No.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
So what do we think about Wonder Woman? I am cautiously optimistic. DC has a good record of bait and switch with their trailers. But the trailer, to me, looks pretty good. It seems to hit all the right notes. There's nothing that I'm like, ooh, you know. I think she looks awesome. I think Steve Trevor looks awesome. I'm glad they have Etta Candy. Hopefully she'll have a few zingers. That'll be fun.
Well, she has two in the trailer.
yeah she's, if there's any comic relief in this movie, it will probably be from Etta Candy.
Yes, of course.
Because Wonder Woman's not a funny zinger kind of gal.
No, you know? Not at all. And I mean, why else have her in the movie?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like she's a main character of any sort. I mean, in the neighborhood of being a main character in the comic book. So
yeah. Well, she's been there a lot.
Yeah, but yeah. They could perfectly well have had a Wonder Woman movie without her, and nobody would have been like, wait a second, where's
Etta Candy? Nobody's gonna give a crap. No, nobody
so,
would. So I'm excited, cautiously optimistic, because I don't trust DC. I'm with you. They've burned me too many times. And
here's the thing, though. Small little things. They tell me, DC tells me, well, we can't make Wonder Woman's costume red and blue. It has to be dark blue and dark red, because otherwise it's going to look like a comic book. Guess what? It is a comic book.
I don't care about number that stuff. Two, that stuff doesn't bother
me. Look at Iron Man. Bright red, bright yellow. Look at Captain America. Okay, so the blue is a little bit, but Marvel has these characters wearing stuff that is very close to the comic book. They change a few things, yes, of course. But, dude, it's just the beginning, though. It's just the beginning. That it's part of their mentality. Like, it has to be real world. It has to be real world. Guess what? That mascara doesn't exist in the real world. The next thing you tell, they're like, oh, she's from a crazy land called Long Island. It's just stupid. It's just stupid. Anyway, but there is...
Long Island? What are you talking about?
There is a shot that to me is the one that I've been like, oh my God, this looks amazing. When she branches and she starts coming up the ladder.
Yeah. Starts shooting. And her boots are pretty badass.
And then those boots, when she's walking and you see the feet, I was just like, oh dude, this is gonna be fucking awesome.
You wanna worship those feet. I have a problem. You like girls in boots.
I like girls with boots. I like.
But you don't like feet. I hate feet.
But there's a problem with that shot, though. When they show her, she has her shield, and they're shooting at her shield. Her shield doesn't protect her legs or her knees. Why don't they just shoot her legs instead of continue to shoot right at the shield? That's my only problem with that. And that's just silly. I'm sorry.
Maybe at some point she crouches down a little lower to protect her legs. I don't know. Who cares? If her wrist things are bulletproof, maybe in this universe her shin guards are as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
No, you see the ricocheting is all right off of her shield. So yeah. Whatever. At that point, we'll see. I do like everything else that they're showing me. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they do the switching. Something that they do flat out is they show me a bunch of good stuff in the trailer, and then the movie sucks. Because I mean,
right? Yeah.
VBS was a lot of that. I went into that.
Dude, the Suicide Squad trailer was just flat out entertaining. Yeah. It was awesome.
And the movie absolutely sucked.
No, of course.
So, yeah. You wouldn't know that the movie did bad based on all the friggin' Harley Quinn fucking clothes that you see.
Oh my God.
I'm like, who allows, as a father, how do you allow your 12-year-old girl to drink Harley Quinn? And people are like, well, I mean, her booty short. No, it's not even about her showing too much skin or anything like that. How are you going to allow your daughter to look up to a character that is basically a battered wife?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous, man. Dude.
Yeah, we've had these conversations a lot. I actually talked to one of our cosplayers' friends, who's a 12 or 13 year old girl. I sat and talked with her dad a lot while I was waiting for you to go on stage. And we talked about that kind of stuff. And, you know, he said that, by the way, we're talking about Galaxy Amethyst.
Yeah.
And she is an amazing, amazing, awesome young cosplayer. And she's done an awesome, awesome Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And, the Weeping Angel. And, oh my gosh, her freaking Astrid from How to Train a Dragon is
amazing.
Balls amazing. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So anyway, I happen to be sitting next to her dad. Huh?
You know what we should do? We should put some images of her cosplays on the Facebook.
We'll let her and her mom know that we're doing it. They'll love that.
I think they may actually listen.
She does. The mom does. Oh. Anyway, I think the point I was trying to make, I was sitting next to her dad, like, on a whim, and we were just chit-chatting, and he said, yeah, my daughter's a cosplayer, and she's Captain Marvel, and I was like, oh my God, you're Galaxy Amethyst, Dad, she's amazing, she's so talented, it's so cool. And we talked a little bit, you know, I was like, dude, I would love to see her play any of the DC superhero girls, you know. And he was like, yeah, she's got some ideas, you know, that's not on her list, and I'm like, that's cool, whatever, you know. But we did talk about Harley Quinn because that was the con we went to where there were like a billion freaking Harley Quinns. Like, it's everywhere you looked.
It's super sad. I mean, listen, I have nothing against the character itself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. She's an interesting character, but you don't want her to be a role model for your daughter.
For your daughter. And so many women are dressing up like her without like even a hint of irony of the irony that it is. Like, yeah, I'm a woman. I'm a strong woman. I'm a cosplayer. I don't give a shit what society tells me to do. I'm going to dress however I want to for this con. It's going to kick ass, and I'm going to pick my favorite character. And my favorite character is a woman who gets beaten up repeatedly by her boyfriend, and she keeps coming back to him. We're running out of time, and we haven't even started talking about Doctor Strange.
Yeah, we got to get on it.
Okay, Doctor Strange, first thing, I'm going to tell you something. This is the official Doctor Strange review by the Skull Crusher. Starts with 35 seconds. 35, I timed it, 35 second Marvel logo animation.
Do you not like that?
What the hell? Do I need 35 seconds? That's longer than a commercial. Marvel Studios? Why don't you just go Marvel Studios Presents, and then let's just get going. I don't need these. It just drives me nuts. I want
that is not even on my list of things to worry about during this movie. Dude, come on.
Listen, I'm sitting down.
We only have like 12 minutes left. You don't want to spend 15 talking about the intro.
I want to sit down and I want Mikkelsen.
I don't know.
I want him to start kicking ass the moment I sit down.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't, because I had to sit there for 35 seconds. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's no reason why the studio logo should take that long to appear on the screen. No reason. But there you go. That's, for me, that set the tone. I was like, okay, I'm going to hate this. I will say, before anything else, actually, we're probably going to go over the hour. That's fine.
Okay.
I will say that I'm not a big fan of magic. Of course, we just talked about Harry Potter and how much I like Harry Potter. In the Harry Potter universe, magic is fine because that's what exists there. In the Marvel universe, Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man exists. The Hulk exists. Mm-hmm. Captain America exists. Magic? No, I don't want magic there. I don't need magic in my comic books. Leave him out. I love Dr. Fate. He's one of my favorite characters in the DC universe. But it doesn't make any sense. I love Dr. Fate, but I don't like Satana. Go figure. Point.
You sexist bastard.
No. It's not a sexist thing at all.
Whatever.
Satana is really hot.
This is Trump's America.
Yes, exactly. It's not sexist at all.
I don't believe you anymore.
I don't even want to go there. Anyway.
No, we got to stop that. Okay.
Yeah, so I went into this thinking, I've never really been a Doctor Strange fan.
Yeah.
Just flat out, I can tell you that. But I was interested. I think the trailers piqued my interest quite a bit, although they suffered from one of the biggest problems that movies suffer from when they show me the best part of the movie in the trailer. And that is the foldy building thingy, especially effects. They did it way too much in the movie, and I was sick of it by the end.
Yeah.
But I'd already seen it in the trailer. I was like, oh, all right, foldy buildings. I don't give a crap. Who cares? And that thing's like, when he gives him the piece of paper, he's like, what is this, my mantra? He's like, no, it's our Wi-Fi password. We're not savage.
Yeah.
That's the funniest part of the movie, and I'd already seen
it. I agree.
So I was like, oh, that's it. All right. I'm done.
I felt like this movie definitely lacked the humor that Marvel tends to bring.
Mm-hmm. They
tried. That DC doesn't.
They tried to get it. That Beyonce joke was so bad. Oh, you never heard of Beyonce? And then she's listening to Beyonce later. Like, ugh.
Yeah, I said that this movie was Iron Man meets Harry Potter meets Inception. And it's funny because everybody I've talked to absolutely loves the movie. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's a bad movie.
No, it is not.
It's just not for me.
But
I'm kind of like you. I don't really dig magic. It doesn't feel like a superhero movie that way.
Compare this to Civil War. Not in the same neighborhood.
No, not even. And honestly, well, I've also talked to friends who have read Doctor Strange. You know, I have friends that read everything. And they're like, you know, that's his character. I was like, he's not a sympathetic character at all. Like, Iron Man, once you break down his origin, he's a sympathetic character. Batman, he's a sympathetic character. Like, you give a crap about them. Doctor Strange is completely self-absorbed. He has no one waiting for him back home. I don't, you know, that Rachel McAdams character, that was not enough for me to feel like.
No, and you know what's actually interesting is that she's actually, in the comic book, she's one of the night nurses. And there's three night nurses, and then she's one, and then the other one is the... I'm terrible with names of actors.
Is that a thing? What, I don't know what night nurses are. They're like literally talking about nurses at his hospital.
They're in the Marvel universe. They're like the doctors that superheroes go to since they can't go to like a regular hospital or whatever. So one of them is the girl that Luke Cage is with now. Like that he. What's her name? She's a famous actress. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names. Anyway, her.
I haven't finished
like nurses. So, you know, they put in little things like that here and there. But
yeah,
you know what is funny, though? What's the name of the guy? The guy that was his ally turns to be the bad guy?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
He's got like a crazy African name. Yeah. I can't remember what it is.
Dude, he was in Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots.
I love that movie.
You love Kinky Boots.
Somewhere. I've seen this guy somewhere.
It's because you like boots, man. I'm telling you, and your boot thing.
Oh my God, he's a dude in Kinky Boots. That's so awesome. That is so awesome. Hey, all right. So then the other thing that is interesting, there's two Benedicts in the movie too.
Oh, there are?
Yeah, Benedict Wang plays Wang and Benedict Cumberbatch. Corn in a cob, whatever his name is.
Cumberbutt.
Yeah. No, listen. Do you want to talk about the whitewashing of the characters in that movie? Like,
yeah.
The ancient one. All right. So.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. I don't mean to really necessarily come out as like some PC guy. Like, well, there has to be a black lesbian midget in every movie. But no, not at all. But.
Is the ancient one supposed to be an Asian man?
Yeah. I mean, make it. Listen, do you want to say like, listen, if we make everything like the comic books, it's gonna be nothing but white people, white dudes. All right, fine. Then you gotta like throw in a couple of like, yeah, like, you know, kind of twist, give twists to characters. Fine, I understand. Actually, do it. I think that that's amazing. You want to make it a woman? Amazing. You want to make it a young woman? Cool. Get Lucy Liu to be the ancient one. I mean,
well, Lucy Liu's not young anymore, but yeah, I get you.
And she's a terrible actor, but.
I know what you mean, and I agree with you.
I mean, listen, if you look at it from the society perspective, not necessarily the nerd perspective, the society perspective, you took away a chance for an awesome role to be taken by an Asian actor, right? Mm-hmm. And you gave it to a white actress who's already super accomplished, and she was amazing, no doubt. I mean, she's an amazing actress.
Yeah, for sure.
If you look at it from the nerdy perspective, then you're like, okay, so maybe the ancient one is like, it's one of those things where the title goes from person to person, and it just happened at this particular time. It was a white woman. Just like, you know, sometimes the president is like a black guy. Sometimes he's a black man. Sometimes he's a white guy. You know, whatever. You know, like in movies, they have presidents that are all kinds of different things. So maybe that's it. So it makes sense.
Here's my thought on it. Time out. I have a delay on my audio, and it's driving me nuts. I can hear myself talking. Heyo.
I'm not stopping it. We're still recording, man.
Okay. It stopped when you hit that button. Okay. Let me start over.
Okay. Go.
Okay. So here's my thoughts on Tilda Swinton. In this movie, yes, she is a white woman, but, and she's done this in other roles too. She is made to look almost like so androgynous. She's almost raceless and sexless, and I think that was very intentional. She almost looks like she could be any race, and who knows what gender she is in this movie. And she excels at that. She's got this weird alien look about her. And I think that was intentional, but I still agree they should have given it to an Asian woman if they wanted to switch it up.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, listen, it didn't ruin ruin the movie for me. And
No.
Start boycotting Marvel Studios because of it. But I just, no. It's interesting. I actually wrote this down because I heard Kevin Smith refer to the Cloak of Levitation as the Groot of this movie.
That was like comic relief that this movie so desperately needed was a cloak with no lines.
It wasn't enough. It came at a really weird time. I don't know that I need comic relief when somebody's about, like, it's a battle and this guy's about to die and then there's comic relief. It's kind of weird. But I did think that it was kind of cool that the cloak has like a life of its own and it's like a dog, basically, like a puppy.
And I will also say, once they introduced the cloak, I could not take my freaking eyes off of it. And all I kept saying is, I challenge anyone to try and cosplay that cloak.
Oh, that's going to have to be like motors and stuff in there, I guess. I don't know.
No. I'm talking about just the craftsmanship of the sewing and the, holy shit, that thing, I could not take my eyes off of it. It was crazy.
Yeah, definitely crazy. Let me see, what else did I write down? Mads is the best because, well, he's Danish, first of all, and I love Denmark, but his name is Mads. That's just awesome. And he did such a good job in TV show that he's in.
Hannibal.
Oh, he's so good in that.
Yeah, he's awesome. Was he in anything before Hannibal?
I
don't know, but he's pretty awesome. I dig that guy. I'm going to look him up.
Did you notice that you can see Avengers Tower when they show New York City?
Yeah. They made it pretty clear.
Good. I didn't know they made it clear. I thought I was like, yeah, that's cool, man.
No.
there's pacing wise, my biggest complaint with the movie is that his training is supposed to take a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're never very specific, and that's fine. If they don't want to be specific, no problem. But at least let me know. Give me an idea. She says at the beginning, when they first meet, he's like, how do I get from here to there? And she says, well, how did you get from not knowing how to be a doctor to being a doctor? He's like, well, practice and learning or whatever. So for years. Okay, so then I'm thinking, all right, so he's going to be there for years. But they don't really give me a good sense of how long he's there. It seems like he's maybe 5 minutes.
Did you notice the complete cop-out where they were like, oh, wow, you're really going through this really fast? And he said, well, I have a photographic memory.
Yeah.
And to me, any character that says he has a photographic memory, I'm automatically like, F you. That's a cop-out. That's like saying that the entire movie was a dream. It's a total cheat.
Yeah, I know.
In my opinion, it's a total cheat. Like, here's why I can do everything so super fast, because I have photographic memory.
You and I both know a person with photographic memory. I can tell you that. I can tell you who it is afterwards. I can tell you who it is afterwards, because I don't know if that person is like...
Well, I automatically hate that person.
It's creepy. But anyway, listen.
Because I'm jealous of that person, damn it.
The reason that... that is an annoying cop-out is because you don't need it. All they can say is like, oh, you've been reading all these books for the last 10 years.
Right.
It's only 10 years. Don't say like, oh, photographic memory. Say, well, yeah, I'm done reading this. It took me years and years or whatever. Just give me some sense of how hard this is.
They also went from 0 to 100 from like, I can't get this circle thing to work to... I got the circle to work, and now I'm the most talented magician in your whole damn crew.
And the whole thing happens when they take him to Everest. And he's like, I can't do it. All right, now you're in Everest. Oh, now I can do it. It's stupid. If he's really...
And now I'm the best.
Like when he first meets the other guy from L.A. Law you know the L.A. Law basketball
guy? Benjamin. What's his name? Yeah. Benjamin Brown. Yeah.
When he meets him, the guy goes like, oh, it's a high price to pay or whatever. I'm expecting his training to be arduous and just painful in general, time-wise, dedication. Mm-hmm. They make it look like he just read some books, which he didn't even have to read because he has a photographic memory. And then he goes to Everest and then comes back from Everest and he's done. What is that? Mm-hmm. It's just silly. Like the whole thing, that it could have been done so much better and it's easy to do. all you have to do is edit it better, add a couple of lines, change a couple of lines, and then you are done. And then I get a sense that, all right, that motherfucker was there for 7 years studying. You know?
Like, I'm with you.
But he comes back. I agree. He comes back, and Christine is like, after all this time, and I'm like, after all this time, that's just some nebulous term. Tell me, after so many years, or it's been years, or I don't know, something that gives me a sense that Doctor Strange went through.
They could have had the year 2010 when he had his accident. And
I mean, that would have been a little
too present day.
Maybe they didn't want to be that. But give me a sense that this guy who was a jackass, a selfish jackass, went through a change that now puts him in a position where he can actually start caring about others and become who Doctor Strange actually is. They never gave me that. They were just like, oh, he can't do this. Oh, now he can. And all of a sudden, oh, guess what? You can't do it now? Oh, now you're going to have to fight one of the, like, the most evil and powerful dudes ever. And it's just ridiculous. However, after I've said all that, one thing that I thought is really good, when he goes against Mumbo Jumbo, Mumba Boomba, Chimba Boomba, what is it? Chumbo, what's his name?
Chumbawamba.
I love that he beat him with wits, not with magic. He basically,
how did he beat him? Why am I blanking on this? I don't even remember.
He puts himself in a time loop with him.
Oh yeah.
If you want to get out of this loop with me, and he's like, well, but whatever, you're my prisoner. But if I'm your prisoner, you're my prisoner. And he's like, fine, I'm willing
to. That was cool.
So I think that that's cool. It shows that he wasn't the best at magic, so he can actually – but he can actually think. He's smart. And he was sacrificing himself potentially for eternity, being in that loop. So I like that. But
– yeah, I did too.
Everything up until that point, I'm just like, no good. Marvel knows better. They should know better. It should have been tip-top. This movie should have been tip-top for them, and they just – they let it slide a couple of times. They had little slips, and I didn't like it.
When, those bastards.
And
it's still not as bad as Batman versus Superman, so that's
a surprise. Come on. When's the last time I saw a movie? What's the movie that I've seen that is worse than Batman versus Superman? Really, honestly, I can't. So,
I'm surprised that we agreed so much on this, because you were like, oh, man, we're not going to agree on this.
I thought you
had. But we actually agreed on all the same points.
That kind of sucks. It would have been better.
I was prepared for you to be like, this was awesome. And I was going to be like, no, there are plot holes.
Was it a good movie? Yes. I would, I would give this movie a B, a solid B.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know that I need to see it again, but I'm not going to tell people not to watch it.
Oh, no, not at all. People definitely should watch it, especially because after the credit scenes, obviously, he's going to be a part of the new Thor movie. Okay. So in the first of the two after credit movies, one of my favorite things ever. That big stein of beer that Thor is drinking. I hope it's beer, not ale, but whatever. It keeps refilling itself. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Up until this moment, I did not want to ever hang out with Doctor Strange. Now I'm like, yeah, you hang out with Doctor Strange. It's not even that free. It's that I don't have to get up for a refill. It's just right there. Love it.
Yeah.
I know that they didn't.
And Thor can drink a 40-ounce jug of mead or beer pretty quickly.
Yeah, I know. I can't.
He's got a really high metabolism.
Well, he's also about twice as big as I am. I know that Marvel Studios did not do the trailers. It actually, the people that make the movies, the directors and all that stuff, are not the ones that cut the trailers. I know that.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith has talked about it a million times, how like people get judged, like directors and producers sometimes get like judged based on trailers. And they're like, dude, we don't even have anything to do with those. So I understand that they didn't, but why would you show the funniest line in the movie in your trailer? That is just dumb. That is
to hook people. That's what they do, that intentionally.
Yeah. But then they hook people and then you come in and you're just like, oh.
Well, they're not worried about how you feel after. They just want to get you in the seat. You know, that's their job, is to make the best trailer possible. I mean, it's, if the Suicide Squad trailer had been true to the movie, nobody would have seen it. But they made a bomb ass trailer that was awesome.
No, it's that the company that cut the trailer was then hired to re-edit the movie, and that's why the last part of the movie is such a mess, because the company doesn't know what the hell they're doing when it comes to like storytelling. So that being said, though, that was all the bad. One good thing is that backwards battle in Hong Kong thing is just awesome. That was just so. That is just great to see everything behind them going backwards and they're moving forward. It's just,
I don't right, know, right.
Awesome.
Yeah, it had its moments. Awesome. It was still a good movie.
So badass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's all I have to say about Doctor Strange.
Yep.
For our next episode, we are going to have the British Invasion episode. Where we're going to talk about only British things, including, but not exclusively, the show Misfits, the movie Take the Block, frequently asked questions about time travel. What else? What's that?
I know we talked about those. I'm trying to think.
I don't know, whatever. We're going to talk about things.
We're going to talk about British stuff. And
British stuff.
I'm trying to convince Dan that we should do the entire episode in a British accent.
I cannot do an accent of any sort.
That's why it will be hilarious. Because you saying nachos in your attempt at a hillbilly accent is one of my favorite things.
And my wife loves it too, so... Yeah, so come back next episode to hear us trying to do British accents. And then in England can, like, completely hate us forever. Although I've
heard... They'll just laugh at us, right? That's what we're hoping. We want to be laughed at. It's cool.
I know this guy who's Australian, but...
I can't do Australian accents at all.
He's Australian, but grew up as an adult in in England. So he has this like super nice accent, and I've asked him multiple times to do an American accent, and he nails it. I mean, so he does like a California accent, so well, like kind of like a surferish kind of thing, and then he does like a super straightforward like the Nebraska neutral accent.
Yeah,
so well, it's amazing. It's unbelievable. I love it when people do that. So, yeah, British Invasion next time, and I wish I remembered what specifically it was that got us to think that we should do this. It was a movie.
Well, I started to watch Misfits and I liked it. Yeah. You started to watch it and I took your recommendation. I liked it. And I think it just evolved into conversation.
Yeah. We're probably going to talk about a little bit about Doctor Who and just in general, how English sci-fi and fantasy is slightly different,
but yeah.
There's so many shows from the 70s that I was like super, super into. There's a show called
Time Bandits.
We gotta
talk about Time Bandits.
Sapphire and Steel, I believe is the name of it in English. I don't know. I just watched it in Spanish when I was a little kid. And like a Twilight Zone-ish kind of thing. Just so good. And I mean, and you know, basically the same kind of vibe that the Doctor Who had. Back then. So yeah, come back next time.
All right.
And anything else you want to say, Claudine? Just visit us on Facebook.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's it.
So say we all.
So
are
say
we back to that?
Yeah. No, we're going to have to figure out something to say at the end of the episodes. For now.
Yeah, you know, we're early. We're new. This is only our fourth episode. We'll figure it out.
We'll just say goodbye now.
All right. Good night, everybody.
All right.
くれくれくれくれってくりゃるかくりゃりんこなんでも欲しがるくれくれたこら
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.